Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome back to Beat's Villa Breakfast episode 2. I'm back.
She's back, yay.
I was on my holidays.
I had so much fun. You obviously listened. We chatted
about
you. I did,
and I also did watch Love Island while I was on my holidays.
Did you?
We were in Prague, so we were an hour ahead, and which meant we were back in the hotel before like 10 o'clock every night.
Okay.
So I did get to watch Love Island on my phone.
And did Shay watch?
He said he wasn't, but I'd say he secretly was.
He was throwing an eye.
I'd say he secretly was. He won't admit it. So obviously I wasn't here last week, so are you enjoying it?
I love it so much. I think it's so juicy this year.
Really?
Like, I don't know, like they're throwing spanners in the work.
Like what?
I don't know, like the straight away there was like a dumping. I know Ellie came back.
It was a fake dumping,
yeah. Fake dumping, but even that like spiced it up a little bit and you're like, oh, what's happening?
No, I know I wasn't here last week, but the twist with the brothers, we haven't been able to talk about this yet.
When I tell you, my jaw was on the floor. Were you not?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a bit like...
But they've never done that.
They haven't, but I'm like, maybe it's just I don't really like Aiden.
Oh no, I hate Aiden.
If it was like Lorenzo's little brother, I'd be like, ah, lads, but...
Yeah, but Aiden deserves that. Like, he got what he deserved.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is.
I love Cavan. Is that how you say his name?
Cavan. Like the county.
Love Cavan. Shout out to Cavan.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I don't know. I think it has potential. I don't know if it is the best season ever.
No, not ever. But I think the last few seasons were a bit like, meh.
Yeah.
And this is like bringing it up a bit.
Great. We have to talk about George, obviously, leaving the villa.
Yeah. I think I put out a judgment, let's say, that I was like, he's a snake, don't like him, glad he's gone. And then everyone was like, oh, it's family reasons.
But yeah.
I'm sorry, I saw this comment somewhere. For a man that's meant to be with his family, he's doing a lot of podcasts. Why are you not with your family? What's going on?
Yeah, look, do you know what? He was only in there for a couple of days, so it's not as if he had made a massive, massive impact. And obviously, hope his family are okay.
Yeah, I hope so too. But he's on the podcast telling everyone,
go back to your family a little
Go back home. What are you doing?
Okay, what else are we thinking? We obviously had new bombshells coming in during the week. Victoria's from Kildare.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Allegedly. Because she did say in her... like bombshell interview at the start that she was from Manchester.
Girl, please decide where you're from.
I also did a bit of digging on her Instagram and like I can't find any like obviously no mutual followers because I'm not from Kildare, but like nothing.
Why would you have mutual?
I don't know. But no like Deb's photos or like no nights out in Coppers or anything. So I'm like, are you actually? Maybe she was brought up in Kildare and moved to Manchester at like 18 or something.
Oh, maybe so. I can't say she's, well, maybe we haven't seen enough of her, but like not a big personality. The other girl, Namibia, haven't seen much of her, like to say that she's a big character in there either.
Yeah, there's not a hell of a lot out of them yet, but it's still early days.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do you think they both like Sam or do you think they just chose him because
he
was there?
They didn't like Sam one bit.
No.
Not at all. They just know that he's their ticket in there, like, to stay, I mean.
Yeah, what did you think of him bringing out the rose last night?
The rose threw me, because the night before he was, like, a player number one.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
The rose. Seemingly he's after bringing a load of them in his suitcase.
No, sorry.
Imagine going through airport security, like, why do you have 8 fake roses?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
If he brought one, grand, but, like...
Multiple.
What's the next occasion? When are you going to give them out again?
When I saw him pull out the rose first, I was like, did he just pluck that out of the garden?
That would have been cute. I would have actually appreciated that more.
Yeah, but the fact that he packed them in his suitcase.
It's like, oh, I'm gonna look good and tell you if I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. We had two new male bombshells as well last night, Wednesday night.
Yes.
Simba and Tommy. What are you thinking?
I like Simba. I was talking to Sho and she said, no, I don't trust him. I really do. And I think he likes Angelista. What do you think?
Yeah, I think out of the three girls, we'll get into the recoupling and all that, but obviously the three girls at the end last night were Ellie, Robin and Angelista.
Yeah.
I think he likes Angelista out of the three of them.
Yeah.
If he was given options to go for whoever he wanted, I don't know whether Angelista would have been his top priority.
Who do you think?
I don't know. I just think he just picked her because she was... She was there. Do you know what I mean? And I wouldn't trust him for a minute when new bombshells come in.
I don't know. He was standing up for her in the like preview for tomorrow.
Saying that, I wouldn't trust any of them in there tomorrow.
Fair. I mean, she's gorgeous.
She is. And again, I wonder, is she one of those people that was kind of big fish in a small pond when she was at home? She was a nurse and now has been thrown into this crazy situation. And now she's going,
yeah, what do I do?
What do I do? Yeah, I don't know whether she's quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other new bombshell is Tommy from Newcastle.
I like his accent, but I don't know what to make of him yet. Do you like him?
Again, I wouldn't trust him as far as I throw him now.
Ellie loves him.
Ellie likes him. I feel like Ellie, poor Ellie's just had a rough time. She'll like anyone that kind of,
oh God,
anyone that kind of shows a bit of interest in her.
Fair, fair. We'll
what
see how they go.
What did you think of Ellie and Aiden's chat?
Sorry, how many chats have they had?
I'm like, very confused.
I called that from a mile off. I said they weren't done, but he's a snake because he wanted a challenge and he wanted her when he couldn't have her. Then she was like, maybe I cut things off too soon. And then when she said that, he's like, nah, actually, I don't want you anymore. What are you on
about? I just couldn't take him seriously because the whole way through that conversation, he just had a big red wine stain on his top.
I didn't even see that.
Right, okay, going back to this week's recoupling. Our new couples are Namibian, Sam, Victoria and Opie, Sean and Lola, Samraj and Mika, Kevin and Jasmine, Lorenzo and Priya, Aiden and Yasmin, Simba and Angelista and Tommy and Ellie. Opie, what are we thinking there?
Hate.
Really?
Hate the man. You called it from day dot. You said, what did you say, teaser?
He was a stage school kid.
Yeah, stage school kid.
As a reformed stage school kid myself.
Not good. He is so full of himself.
Yeah. Going on about how good looking he is all the time.
I'm a 10-10. You're not though. She?
I liked him at the start. I thought he was a bit of personality, something a little bit different. But he really wasn't happy when Victoria picked him.
No, but I think he just wants to look good for, well, everyone in there and the public now, because he knows that everyone watched him in those dates and stuff with the girls.
Yeah.
And he knows that looks really bad on me.
It looks
I have
really
to
bad.
Make it back and on the good side.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he wants Angelista back. I don't think he actually wants to be with her.
Yeah.
And I don't see it. I see it with her and Simba. They have really good chemistry.
You really like Simba after one episode.
I love Simba.
Samraj and Mika getting on really well. Good for them.
Yeah, I really, really love them. They're so sweet.
They're a gorgeous couple. They're so good looking, the two of them.
Would you have been pissed off if you were Mika when Samraj kind of was going for Priya and then she kissed your man?
Lorenzo.
And then he kind of went back to Mika.
I don't know. I think it's a very weird situation. Like, I'm looking at Ellie there and I'm like, you've shifted two brothers and you're still...
Sorry, have we ever seen so many triangles?
But to me, they're like soft triangles because no one's actually... They're like a baby bell. Not a baby bell. What are they called? A laughing cow. No, baby bell's a circle. They might as well be a circle because they're all just in one big circle around the fire pit.
Aren't they?
And
they're all getting with each other. They're all like mixing and matching.
Love Island Swingers edition.
Literally, they're all swinging. And they don't care. They're not like annoyed. I would be fuming.
I think... It really shows this year with the cast that they're there for the crack. Do you know what I mean? They're not invested in long-term relationships just yet. But we are only like a week and a half into it.
Yeah, true.
Okay, Lorenzo and Priya, where are we going with that?
Lorenzo, I just love him. He hasn't a clue, God bless him.
Lorenzo just went, I'm going on my holidays.
Yeah, he's just there for the good time. Like.
He is.
But I love him in like unseen bits and like, his little side combos.
I haven't watched Unseen Bit.
He's great crack. And then on the main show, he's just like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's so dry and so droll that he's just like, all right, yeah, go on.
Yeah. But bless him, he doesn't know what to do. And he's honest as well. He's like, I have no idea what to do. I don't know what girl to pick. But I did feel bad for Priya with the recoupling.
Yes. I don't know. I haven't exactly warmed to Priya just yet.
Neither have I.
Like, gorgeous looking girl, but I just haven't made a connection with her.
Yeah. Neither has he. Yeah.
I do think that we could see Lorenzo and Yasmin together sooner than later.
That was so random.
Really? But they were up on the terrace there during the week.
Were they? Did I miss that?
Yeah, they had a little cuddle on the terrace.
I know, but then I knew that he kind of fancied her, but then she was way more into Aiden, and then he was like, yeah, I would have picked Jasmine again. Like, Lorenzo, what are you doing? And then he's like, Yaz, it's you.
Yaz.
It's always been you.
And am I right in saying when he said at the recoupling last night, I don't know who to pick, and Lola kind of whispered, pick Yaz, pick
yes.
Yaz.
Oh, that's going to come up in like a movie.
That will be
she's
going to
get in trouble.
She is. I think for me personally, the most random coupling up of all time in the last, as long as I remember in Love Island, Kevin and Jasmine.
I love them. I'm obsessed with them. I love Jasmine.
Really?
I love Kevin.
Really? Oh, no. I'm like, she looks like she'd eat him alive.
Yeah, but he loves that. I'm telling you, he does.
I don't know. I just don't know. I can't. I'm like, what do they talk about?
But do you not watch them on their little chats? They're so, like, cute. Like, her chats with Lorenzo are, like, insane.
I think she needs a man 10 years older than her. She's, what, 27?
Yeah.
She needs a man that's pushing 40, not a 21-year-old young fella.
Pushing 40? Jesus. I don't think she wants that. I think she's quite content with a little 21-year-old.
I don't know. 21, he's just such a baby.
But I always think English people come across more mature. Like,
really?
They all look older. And they kind of, I don't know, yeah, they are more mature.
Like, he looks years older than me.
Oh, yeah. He does.
And but I got ID'd trying to buy a bottle of West Coast Cooler the other day. Jasmine fascinates me because she's just not who you'd put in Love Island.
Really? Really?
No, I just think, like, I don't know. She gives me the type of part. She reminds me of something off Made in Chelsea.
Okay. Just a different reality show. Yeah.
Can I mention the jeans in the top?
The jeans in the top?
The jeans in the top. Everyone else was dressed up there on Sunday night and Monday night. She had a long sleeve black top on her and a pair of jeans. A pair of capri jeans.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Really?
Yeah. I think she just has her own style.
Yeah. She's something
very
different.
Cool. Yeah.
She's very, I said to Shona earlier, she reminds me of a Bratz doll.
Yes. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Shona's not a fan either.
Yeah, again, I have nothing against her. I just haven't warmed to her.
Yeah, that's fair. She's very, like, strong in her opinions.
Yes. Who I have warmed to.
Okay.
Is Fitzy and Lola.
I love them.
I really like them, but I'm a little bit nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Mm.
Is it too soon?
I think it could be.
They're locked off.
Locked off is very soon.
Is it week one still? No, it's not.
No, we're into week two.
But just about.
Just about. It's very early. And everyone's saying he's a green flag and whatever. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's coming across really well.
Oh yeah, I think he's representing us very, very well.
Mm-hmm. But I am just nervous.
There's going to be tests.
It's going to be tests. They're giving me kind of Jake and Liberty vibes.
Oh
no.
From
a couple of years ago where it's like locked off very early. But I don't think there's any maliciousness between the two of them. I just think they're two puppies. But puppies like to go and play with other puppies.
Oh God. Fitzy, don't do it.
Fitzy, don't
do
it.
It's a trap.
Don't do it. I really like her and I really like him. I just think it's very early days. And I understand if you don't have another connection in there, that's fine. But I feel like they didn't even explore. Maybe, do you know, I always say this, and I've been watching Love Island for the bones of 10 years. You've no idea what happens that we don't see.
True.
They could have had conversations with other people. They could have been pulling other people's for chats. People could have been pulling them and we haven't seen any of it.
Yeah. Very well could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, nah, Lola's for me.
Yeah. She is nice.
She's very, very
cute.
She just seems like a little fairy. She's just like happy.
A little fairy. She reminds me of like a panto fairy.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Aw.
We had our first official dumping.
I can't even remember.
It was last night. With Robin.
Sorry. Robin. I'm getting confused with the fake dumping.
Oh, no. We have our first proper dumping. We saw her leave
the
villa.
She's not coming back.
She's not coming back.
She wasn't crying. I'd be in tears.
No, I think her personality will be a loss.
Yeah, but I just don't know. Like, was there any, there was no one in there for
her. Yeah, she said it in her exit interview that there was no one there for her and she was happy to go home. It was her time. And they did ask her who she thought was the real deal in there. And she did say Lola and Sean.
Aww.
They're the real deal. She said they all just sat around looking at the two of them, just in awe of them.
His speech was lovely, wasn't it?
Don't remember it. I think I went out to make tea.
He was literally like pouring his heart out. Like, you are my ideal girl. Like, you're everything. I'd bring you home to my mom.
Oh, I did hear that, but I think I came back in with my t-shirt and that.
Okay. You're like, nah, I don't want to watch this.
Like, you know, they're going to pick, let me go out and boil the kettle. What I am wondering, we are what, kind of a week and a half coming into 2 weeks into it. Bring back the games.
Yeah, there's
I want a game,
happening.
I want a challenge, I want something fun.
Yeah, hopefully in the next, well, hopefully tonight or something.
I want something, do you know, even where they like, I don't even want like a big production where they're like dressed as superheroes or doing a supermarket sweep or something. Just give me like sitting around the fire pit with their little chalkboards.
Yeah. I mean, there was, I think, one of those games, but like, yeah, bring back something. Just and that so was we can more, learn just more
to
about
break
them.
The ice in the first night.
Yeah.
We don't know a hell of a lot about them.
No, no, I'd like to know more. Mm-hmm. Give me the dirt.
Right, so obviously we're coming up on 2 weeks into it now. We've had so many bombshells, I've lost track who's a bombshell and who's an OG.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they've kind of spiced it up, like throwing us random they're bits that we're not expecting.
Bombshells everywhere and they're not jumping. Where are they sleeping?
They have those like pulley down beds that don't look that comfy.
They don't look comfy.
No.
At all.
I wouldn't like those ones.
No. So I suppose, what do you think we're going to see in the next couple of nights?
The first look for tonight is so juicy. I cannot wait.
That was with the OP, argument, yes.
Opie and Simba. And I'm like, go for him. Now I do love Simba, but I just like, I want someone to stand up to people. And he apparently does.
Interesting. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of them in it I haven't warmed to yet. So that's why I think we need like the games, the challenges, something along those lines. There's a lot of rumoured bombshells we're still going into. I've heard rumours of Georgia Smith's little brother.
Georgia Smith? Oh, sorry, the singer. I was
the
like,
singer.
Who is that?
Georgia Smith. I've heard rumours of her little brother going in. Obviously, we don't know. These are all just rumours. And is the Charlene Murphy thing dead at this stage?
I'm keeping the dream alive. I know everyone else doesn't really believe it in here, but like I keep seeing things on TikTok and whatever that like, oh, like... Someone said, oh, I was walking my dog by her nanny's house and she was saying goodbye, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, I believe that.
I also saw someone else comment that she saw her on boarding at the boarding gate in Dublin Airport to a flight to Mallorca. But I'm like, people could just be saying that.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to wind people like me up and I'm believing it.
I do think if she goes in, it will be in the next week. I don't think they're keeping her for Casa Amor.
No, I don't think so. It has to be like fairly... early on because mm-hmm. she's like a main character.
Yeah, I just doing my research for the pod, Maura Higgins went in on day 10.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and Molly May in around that as well. I think she was maybe day 12, day 14.
Now, if she is literally still in Dublin and has no intentions, like has not even been contacted by the show, I will be up in a heap.
If anyone has seen Charlene Murphy, if you served her acai bowl this morning or if you saw her at Pilates, will someone let us know?
Can I just say that her friend, one of her best friends, liked our video from last week when we speculated that she was going in. So Sean, can you text me and let me know, please? I won't tell anyone.
Well, Amy, we will be back next week.
Yes.
Hopefully Charlene and Murphy will be in the villa by then.
Yes.
Again, Charlene's nanny, if you hear this, let us know.
Call me, girl.
Mrs. Murphy.
Mrs. Murphy, give me a shout there.
And we will see you next week.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text.
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.